Some consequence in your consciousness. Prominence maintained by dominance. When presidents dispense with common sense, we're left ladies and gents with shreds of reverence. It's time we show our intelligence, know our relevance. It's evident we must embrace benevolence. Despite all the evidence contrived by the president to rot out his residence, compiling immense defense. He's got all the money spent, military budgeted. Something's underfunded, are you stunned? Wondering where it went? Which presents the full intent of the government. Eyes on the prize, crush whoever stands in front of it. Blind eyes to war crimes, no punishment. Got them gunning for the ones in front who think they running shit. But here we come, set to show these motherfuckers that they're going out of style faster than a Vonda trucker cab. As they switch the facts, I'ma bridge the gaps and spit tons of raps till my lungs collapse. I'm having a conniption and I think perhaps the prescription ain't just bitching with conviction but action. I am confident we will not submit. The conflict with the dominant prominent ends in favor of the opposite. We will not submit. I am confident we will not submit. The conflict with the dominant prominent ends in favor of the opposite. We will not submit. Citizens, bear witness, get pissed, you've been dismissed as the witless in the state's wish list. Plans consist of big business interests, assistance to the fist that constricts us. Now listen, my friends, I can comprehend that it's troubling when considering what we're up against. Cops and riot gear on the street make you scared. It's been declared a police state, but there's no riot here. Where Americans, young urban pioneers, the senior citizens insist in civilly. No hostility, thousands marching peacefully, best to their ability. But then, wham bam, time starts swinging. Rubber bullets zinging past, pepper gas stinging your eyes. No surprise, war the beginnings of informed citizenry on a war no one's winning. Imposed democracy's a shoddy policy, an odyssey into hypocrisy. There's really gotta be a novel way through the maze. This is my prophecy that we bask in brighter days. Everybody has a say, politicians don't ignore us. Civil rights are thus restored to us, their speeches aren't boring us. Position they're exploring is directly reflective of our perspective, not subjective to executives.
And oh yes,
let's get the facts straight. The ones getting tax breaks are all the fat cats who stand to make the max cake. I'm trying to break us off some, for it's ours. Even our founding fathers had a fear of corporate power. I am confident we will not submit. The conflict with the dominant prominent ends in favor of the opposite. We will not submit. I am confident we will not submit. The conflict with the dominant prominent ends in favor of the opposite. We will not submit.
How?